I'd love to speak to you about something that I think sometimes we forget about as people, as human beings, and that is silatul rahim, the value of silatul rahim. What is silatul rahim? Well, silatul rahim means joining the relationships of the womb. Technically or literally, that's what it means, right? So keeping your relationships with your relatives alive. And it's something that is an obligation for us as Muslims. And in fact, the opposite, which is cutting off from our relations, is considered a major sin in Islam. Can you imagine? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually said to us that whoever loves that he be granted more rizq, more wealth, and be given a longer life, then he should keep good relations with his kith and kin. SubhanAllah. So if we want to have a longer life and we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our provision, our rizq. And rizq can be so many things, right? It can be our wealth, like literal wealth. It can be the barakah in our time. It can be, children. So many things. Then the quickest way, or one of the key ways in order to increase your rizq and the length of your life, is to keep the relations of the womb. And the person who keeps the relations of the womb, or relationships, blood relationships, ties of kinship, is called a wasil. Wasil. Now, the Prophet ﷺ actually told us that wasilur rahim, the person who keeps those relationships, is not a person who, does so when it's easy, right? Because, that's something that all of us can do, right? It's actually when somebody is cutting off from you, when one of your family members is maybe treating you badly, or who doesn't want to keep in touch with you, or is avoiding or neglecting keeping in touch with you, and you still proactively try to keep in touch, you proactively, invite them, you proactively go out to seek them, find out how they are, phone them, give them gifts, all of those kinds of things, then that is what a wasilur rahim is actually. And of course, those of you who are listening and viewing from all over the world, you'll know that that's not easy, is it? It's not easy at all. The easiest thing to do is when somebody isn't being very nice to you, or somebody isn't really proactively seeking connection with you, to kind of leave them, right? And ignore them. But subhanAllah, our deen is so beautiful. The guidance of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so comprehensive, that he's telling us that regardless of how people are treating you, you go out of your way to make those relationships. And lastly, on that topic, I'd like to highlight that unfortunately, some people, they seem to think that if they're not getting on with somebody, it's completely understandable that sometimes, we don't get on with every member of our family. Sometimes some members of our family could be harmful to us, right? And it's completely understandable to kind of maybe have a little bit of a distance. Not to cut off. Cutting off, by the way, means you don't, say salam to them, or you don't, reply to their invitations, or that you're not leaving the doors of communication open. You've completely kind of withdrawn. It's completely understandable to kind of have a bit of a distance, that might be necessary. But unfortunately, some people, they use their children in order to seek revenge, or to weaponize, they weaponize their children against their relatives, or they weaponize, an ex-wife might weaponize her children against her ex-husband, or an ex-husband might weaponize his children against his wife. This is a very despicable thing for people to do. We should not be doing that. If you have a personal problem with somebody, that's your personal problem. Children and other relatives, we should try to minimize the effect on them and allow them to have a good relationship as much as possible.